World Cup fever has hit DC like no other, and I've got just a few offerings, but there are really hundreds of things going on at restaurants and bars all over the city. These are just some of the fun ones I picked up. So Astro Donuts and Fried Chicken, you're probably thinking, what does that have to do with World Cup games? They have a special donut this year. It's all patriotic type. We're going for Team USA here. And they have a special donut that's like a vanilla glaze with a raspberry drizzle and blueberries. Super yummy. Show your patriotic side for World Cup, although the U.S. doesn't have a shot. Anyway, Brazilian. Let's kick off World Cup with Cafe St. X. They are reviving their very popular Thursday night Brazilian nights. It's a party with DJ Neville C there. Of course, Owen Thompson is rocking some crazy drinks at both Cafe St. X and Bar Pilar. So there'll be specials. The games will be on. I mean, it's 31 days of
right.
soccer.
So are all of these places, obviously, they're showing the games.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on sort of what
game you want to see. So now, like Cuba Libre restaurant, they have partnered with Leblanc Cajasha, and they are only doing two World Cup viewing parties, one on June 17th for the Brazil versus Mexico game and one on July 13th. But they're going to have specials the whole time. Now, in honor of the Spanish national football team, I mean the 2010 champs, Estadio is going to be airing the World Cup games at brunch, lunch, and dinner. So for 31 days, they're going to be doing specials. They've got a very special Slushito. And bar director Adam Birnbach has got crazy punches to celebrate what's going on over there. And lastly, you can head over to Masa 14 or El Centro DF, Ambar, and Zango. Those are all the Richard Sandoval properties. They are doing total festivities celebrating World Cup. Each restaurant is going to be offering special drinks, special dishes, and everything is at special prices. It's until the last goal. That's what we're waiting for, the final winner of the World Cup.